I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. So here's the scene. President Trump was in southwest Illinois last week, touting the reopening of a steel mill. He credited tariffs for bringing back steel jobs. But Illinois is also soy country. In fact, it's America's number one soy-producing state. And soy and corn farmers are very worried about tariffs, retaliatory tariffs from China. Here's some of what Trump said to them.
And our farmers are patriots. Remember that. Our farmers are patriots. And they're saying the president is doing the right thing. They're saying it. These are incredible patriots. They interview him on television. They say, I know it's going to be a little tough for a while, but he's doing the right thing.
We sent The World's Jason Margolis to Illinois to find out just how patriotic and patient American farmers there are feeling.
About 100 miles from where President Trump was speaking, Phil Seidels raises soybeans and corn. He's 31.
Pull back an ear here, and it's actually maturing rather quickly.
He'll harvest that corn in the fall. Seidels' grandparents started this farm here in Buffalo, Illinois.
Grandma's, she's 90 years old and makes this lunch every once in a while, and Grandpa loves coming out, and he's not active in the day-to-day anymore, but still likes to come out and make sure everything's going to plan.
Things aren't going to plan right now. Corn and soybean prices have fallen some 20% since China said it was putting tariffs on them back in the spring.
Yeah, it's hit our bottom line, sure. This is kind of a new playing field for me, especially being a younger generation farmer, is a trade war, and that's a scary term.
Many farmers did lock in contracts before the price slide, and some are simply holding on to their crop until things turn around. Still, some are having to sell while prices are lower. Seidels voted for Trump, and he believes in the president's larger mission, trying to create a more level playing field for U.S. trade overall, not just for agriculture.
I have confidence and hope. You know, he's a businessman and knows what he's doing. I think we can all agree that there have been trade problems in the world.
But Seidels also appears conflicted about the president's tariffs, and he worries about his family's farm.
How long do we have to kind of take it on the nose to see the end game and have those positives of what he's trying to do?
With that in mind, I asked Seidels if he'd vote for Trump again if the election were next week.
To be honest, I really can't answer that.
Can't answer it because you don't know or you don't want to say?
I really don't know. There's a whole heap of things that go into my decision when I make a vote. And yeah, obviously running a business is a huge part of it, but there's a lot of other things, social issues and whole heap of things. So,
I also spoke with a couple of other Illinois soybean farmers, two men in their 50s. Neither wanted to talk about Trump or how they voted in 2016.
I'm just not going to get political.
That's Mark Reichert. He grows soy and corn in Auburn and sits on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors. He likes that the president has been rolling back some regulations, but Trump's trade policies have him worried that he'll lose customers to places like Brazil.
Now, after all those years of being a trusted trader, now you have to rebuild all those relations. And it's going to take a little ways to recover.
So the Chinese buyer might say, no thanks, we're happy with our Brazilian guys now.
Yeah, you know, it's going to take a lot of work on our part to garner that business back.
To help weather the storm, President Trump announced that he would provide farmers with $12 billion in aid. The three farmers I met all said they appreciate the gesture. But Reichert says,
farmers would much rather embrace the free market. We would much rather have a market for our products than taking welfare.
Soy and corn farmer Dale Haddon in Jacksonville says he's got a better idea what to do with that $12 billion.
Take that $12 billion and use it in improving access to world markets.
In ag towns like Jacksonville, Haddon says it's not just farmers feeling the pain from tariffs.
Had a conversation with a car dealer the other day about my 16-year-old daughter looking for a vehicle. And I asked him, I said, is it having an effect? And he says, definitely it's having an effect. When farmers are not able to produce their crops and get at least what they need to recoup their cost, they're not going to be buyers in the marketplace for new products such as a pickup truck or a new piece of farm equipment or making improvements to a grain handling system. So it's going to have a ripple down effect throughout all of rural America.
So just how long can these farmers and rural America hold out? They've had several difficult years already. I asked Haddon about the president's statements that farmers would be patriots and stand up for his trade policies.
Well, I don't disagree. I know it's important to to try and get some level playing fields for some of these other markets. I just hope that we can't stand to be in this predicament price-wise for a very long period of time.
Haddon says if the financial stress continues into next year, people are simply going to give up and sell the farm. Phil Seidels, who's a generation younger, is trying to take the long view.
Grandma and Grandpa literally lived through the Depression and the struggles in the 80s, and then here we are, the third generation, talking about the Tariff of 18.
The Tariff of 18, is that what you guys call it, or you just make that up?
That was just right off the lip there. Just came up with that one right off the lip.
All the farmers I met hope that name sticks, and it doesn't become known as the Tariff of 19 as well, or worse. For The World, Jason Margolis, Buffalo, Illinois.
That story was part of our 50 States project looking at how the global economy is impacting communities across the U.S. To check out all of our reporting in that series, go to PRI.org/50states.